This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Earlier this year, we reported on a $3 million donation by the Walmart Foundation to the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. The donation was given to the division's Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability, or CARS, with the goal of supporting strawberry sustainability. At the end of May, which was National Strawberry Month, the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative awarded $2.64 million in grants to various groups across the country. Heather Frederick, Program Manager for the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative, and Kurt Rome, a professor of horticulture at the U of A and co-director of the Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability, recently visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio to provide an update on the project. During our conversation, Heather said she wasn't surprised that they received a total of 56 proposals from agricultural research and extension personnel at land-grant public universities in 29 states.
We had a letter of intent prior to the full proposal submission, and we had 73 letters of intent that were submitted. So we knew kind of a rough number of how many proposals to expect. So it was in that target range.
And were they from
But
all
I will
over?
Say, I think we were pleasantly surprised that there was the level of interest that there was, and there was this capacity. There seemed to be almost a pent-up interest in reintroducing strawberries as a local and regional food and really to make progress on sustainability. So we were happy to see that number. It was right in the range that we had predicted, but we were pleasantly surprised that there was this energy and interest around the country.
Okay, so 56. So then how many grants were awarded?
We awarded 20 grants.
Okay. And they went to people all over the country?
Yeah, we awarded to a number of states. Out of the 56 grants that we had, they came from 29 different states. Hmm. We've awarded grants of these 20 grants to 12 different states. So we're covering an area, several grants in California, diagonally, and that's the biggest production area, diagonally across the United States to Florida, which is the second largest area, to grants in North Carolina, which is also has a very important production area. Then in Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, New Jersey, Minnesota, Nebraska, Arizona. So it's kind of dispersed in a region of the country where strawberries are typically grown or have been grown in the past.
Now, when you received all the proposals, what kind of criteria or what kind of things did you consider when you were deciding who was going to be awarded a grant?
Well, we included an evaluation metrics to all of our reviewers, there were 14 different criteria that they had to rank these proposals on. And they included various things such as, you know, do they meet our priorities for the program, formatting. One of the more important things is there a strong outreach and communication component of the proposals. That's probably one of the most important things, because really the one of the priorities of the program is to extend existing technologies to growers so they have the capacity to extend their production season, improve their production, and those sorts of things.
Now, one of the premise that we had is that we believe that there's sufficient science and technology that's been developed that would allow strawberries to be grown in more months of the year and in more states of the United States, but that work had not yet migrated from laboratories and research farms to growers' farms. So what was real important in this program was this outreach, demonstration, communication, and education component. Because we were looking for projects that within a 12-month period have the opportunity to touch the most people, whether that be producers or consumers. But we were looking for projects that had significant outcomes and those that we would think would have outstanding impact in the idea of improving strawberry sustainability.
One of the really interesting things that I found reading over these proposals, that many of them have either growers or grower associations as an integral part of their projects. So they're working directly with the growers to demonstrate and demonstrate having demonstration sites on these farms and looking at different practices and then using that farmer site as a location for workshops and field days, and so they can really extend that information to other growers.
So what's next? What happens now? They have a year to do some
things?
They have
1 year to complete their projects and submit their report to us. The projects start July 1st is when we initiate, although we know a number of our sub-grantees have jumped in and started immediately.
Sure.
They'll be able to operate those projects. We'll be expecting a report at the end of June 30th next year, and we'll be kind of wrapping up our whole part of it by September. But we are hoping that this program will extend another year or two so that we can continue to, as one of our goals was, as we'll say, is to move the needle on strawberry sustainability. And we understand that that's a multi-year endeavor, so we're hoping that this program will continue for a few more years.
So once you get the reports, what happens then?
Well, this project actually is kind of interesting because it has a very public face to it. So we already operate a program website. We have a program blog site, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and we've networked with all of our collaborators now with their resources so that we are hoping, and I think we'll accomplish this, that this information will be very, very public. It'll be completely transparent what's going on, where the information will be out, where any grower anywhere could see that, any consumer anywhere could see that. One of our projects that we're excited about is actually to create a iPad and an iPhone app for diagnosing strawberry problems, diseases, insects, nutrition, weather damage. Well, that would be something that any strawberry producer of any scale and even homeowners would be able to use. That'll be a public project. When that's done, that'll be out in the public arena. Another project that we funded was to create a how-to produce commercial strawberries in protected agriculture, high tunnels, greenhouses, using some new technology. So as a part of this project, we're creating a YouTube channel, and we required all 20 of our collaborators to submit 3 to 5 minute videos as part of this project. And so these will all be part of the public domain so that people can see what's happening. So again, we're trying to move this information right out where all of our producers and consumers use that.
Why do you want the information to be so public, if you will? Because I'm not a strawberry grower, you know?
Well, I think some of that will be so that no matter where you live in the United States, you'll be able to see where are strawberries being grown, how are they being grown. And it's this idea that sustainability is not the responsibility only of a producer, but we believe sustainability has a public role to it. We believe there's an environmental role. We believe there's an economic role. And so all of the parties, consumers, are participants in crop sustainability just as producers are participants. So some of this information will be useful to others that might be interested in starting strawberries, might be interested in knowing, are strawberries available in my region? Some of the projects, for instance, are revitalizing the strawberry industry of Arkansas, revitalizing the strawberry industry of Texas, reintroducing strawberries to Kansas, reintroducing strawberries to Nebraska. So people will find out that strawberries are once again becoming a local and a regional crop. We also, strawberries are already a very important crop in the United States. They have a number of important health benefits and nutrition benefits. And so we want people to be thinking about strawberries so that they are consuming a very healthful, nutritious crop. That in turn will start to support the economies of our farms, our farmers, whether that be our local, regional farmers, or even be the national production centers. But the idea is again, to create some interest around this crop.
That was Kurt Rome, a professor of horticulture at the U of A and co-director of the Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability, and Heather Frederick, program manager for the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative. They visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week. As part of the National Strawberry Sustainability Initiative, grant recipients will have 12 months to complete their projects. CARS will release the project reports in September of 2014. For more information, visit strawberry.uark.edu. and to hear Heather and Kurt discuss more projects, including a few being funded in Arkansas, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.